Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of James Conlon, performed Francis Poulenc's Aubade.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I'm Cecil Doyle. For the next 60 minutes, we feature live recordings by the residents right here on
Sounds Unusual.
Oh, the foul flavor of vermin coated my nostrils like a seething hatred. The stench of bitch was more than a breathing body could understand. But then all bodies don't breathe, do they, Eloise? No? Some play by the night and bubble with scorn and beat on the knees of the never been born. God, how I hated that day of all days. At the end of the nights of a sultry pink tights. Get split me in two from the bow of a beam with the edge of a blade of another nightshade. And could I cry out after all that I'd heard? No. Never a word from this Mortimer's nerd.
The Sandman waits for no one's sake, but just to save his skin. His oily grease is full of fleece, but he hath pulled no bone. He's all alone. He sits. Oops.
No hone. He has no hone.
Thank you. He has no hone to edge his knifey bone. He sits inside a micro dot and drinks pink lemon bones.
Thank you.
Since Howard died, so I guess I should be destroyed. A miserable wretch. Shattered and scattered like the shards of a discarded whiskey bottle after it hits the pavement. But I'm not. I'm not, you see, because nothing could be worse than watching the life you love slowly being sucked away like a soldier sucking the brain of a fly. No, nothing could be worse. But something could be better. Like him coming back. Maybe it was only a dream, but who needs reality filled with grief when love lives in your dreams? Thank you. It was like a lamp being lit in the brightness of a black and empty room. The flame of the lamp grew brighter and brighter and brighter until the room disappeared, replaced by this face, shining like the center of the sun. Arms grew out of each cheek, opening wide in an obvious invitation to the space between his large and blood-red lips. I freely fell into the opening and, once inside, easily embraced his heart. It was stuck to the top of his torso, where the nape of his neck might have been. Then it licked me with love and with laughter, and made my mind twinkle and grin. But then I woke up, and the world was black. Blacker than hatred, and blacker than spite, and blacker than the eyes of a shark just before he tears away your arms. Howard's parents were arriving at noon. His mother had never liked me, and somehow I knew she would make me the cause, cause me to feel even more responsible than I already did. As soon as they left, I went back to sleep, even though it was only 4 in the afternoon. From the moment my head sunk into the softness of my succulent cloud-like pillow. Instead of assorted parts, he was a whole person this time. A whole person who was also a whole. Pulling me into him like a lover who hasn't tasted the sweet release in a long, long time. My body became rigid and erect, like a diver slipping into the sea, and I felt myself enter his soul. In and out I went, tasting the delicious flavor of tension and release. Tension and release. Until we both exploded like overripe raisins in the sun. I laid in his arms for a few sweet forevers, until the sound of screaming opened my empty ears. Rachel, my best friend, was waking me up to go to Howard's funeral. I had slept for 18 hours. No matter how many times I broke down at the service, it never got any better. But somehow, it managed to get worse. As the funeral was ending, I tripped on the pile of dirt waiting to fill Howard's hole. As I tripped, I bumped into his mother, causing both of us to fall into the open grave and giving her the only excuse she needed to release an explosion of venom and rage. As my friends and family looked on, my dead husband's mother beat me with her purse 14 times until I fainted into the waiting arms of my beloved.
Shines with heat. Stranger's dangerous ways to recognize them. Do a hand goes cursed up in them and hear the troubled rain. The barber swears to more delights from his seat within. The stranger enters countless doors and sounds of fresh coming. The barber points the Siamese twins. The stranger looks away. The eyes of horse face women watch. You wander free. They sense the tension in the air. They smell the taboo.
Not that you could tell.
into the night, the bird inside my brain becomes a light that is too bright.
Help me. here to eat. You can cause a country boy to cook a carrot or a cake, but don't forget the feelings of a friend are hard to fake.
Oh!
a collection of various live performances by the Resonance that date back from 1972 through 1998. Sounds Unusual was produced in Cypress Lake Studios right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm